It's the Real Country Flashback. KB and Heather Lee. Hank FM.
A Friday flashback, and it's brought to you by Visit Cleburne. And for this flashback, we go way back. In fact, we kind of think it's going to be around 1711. Because every New Year's Eve, after the champagne's been popped and the person that you intend to smooch is placed in front of you, balls drop, everyone feeling merry indeed, ladies and gentlemen, we all revel. We all cue up the same song that we've been mumbling through for decades.
Good old
be forgot.
And days
ago.
Yeah, that one. Auld Lang Syne. What the heck are we doing every single New Year's Eve? Well, the song or the poem or the story or the... Let's just start. Auld Lang Syne. It's attributed to a guy named Robert Burns, a Scottish writer. But the song, even as admitted by Robert Burns, originated long before him as a poem. And he was basically just the first person to write down an old Scottish folk song, Auld Lang Syne. It at least was first printed by a guy named James Watson in 1711. And he's the one that slapped Robert Burns as the author on that. But Burns himself said, honestly, I just wrote it down from an old man that told it to me. So who knows, honestly, how far back this goes. In any case, when Burns did write down Auld Lang Syne, he sent a copy to this poem to basically everybody in 1788 with the heading, quote, "There is more of the fire of native genius in it than half a dozen of modern English bacchanals," which was kind of like a 5-star Yelp review. And it took about 5 years for anyone to care about this, but then a guy named James Johnson assembled a book of old Scottish songs and plopped it in it. And said the following song, quote, "an old song of the olden times, which has never been in print, nor even in manuscript, until I took it down from an old man who took it from Robert Burns." It's unclear really where it comes from, but that was the first time it made it into a book. And then just kind of was sung, kind of like Greensleeves. It's like, what? What are we doing? There are various different interpretations of what it is and what it means, times of old time's sake and long, long ago, but the general consensus is it's something for old time's sake and old friends and remembering things that you've already forgotten, which is impossible because you've already forgotten. But here's Jack Ingram.
Should old acquaintance be forgot and never brought to mind? Should old acquaintance be forgot and days of Auld Lang Syne? Days of Auld Lang Syne, my dear, days of years gone by. Should old acquaintance be forgot and days of Auld Lang Syne? When young we ran about the hills and pulled flowers fine, we've wandered oh so many miles since days of Auld Lang Syne. We sailed the seas and swam the streams from morning sun till night. But time won't erase the memories and days of Auld Lang Syne. Toast yet one more time. forgot and never brought to mind. Should old acquaintance be forgot and days of old lang syne? Should old acquaintance be forgot and days of old lang syne?
Jack Ingram.
Waking up with KB and Heather Lee. Hank FM.
Recent study revealed that while a third of us will probably sing some variation we think of that song on New Year's Eve, only 3% actually know the words. So I'm glad Jack Ingram is one of those in that guy can do anything. By the way, a little addendum to that Real Country flashback. The reason we sing it on this side of the pond, back in 1929, your grandparents probably know who Guy Lombardo is. And before Ryan Seacrest, kids, there was a guy named Dick Clark that would usher us in a rockin' style, in fact, every New Year's Eve. And before that, it was Guy Lombardo and his band. That's how rockin' that thing was. And basically, one night in 1929, while they were transitioning after a New Year's broadcast that ended promptly at 12:01 Eastern Time out of New York City's Roosevelt Hotel, they needed some filler music. They ran a little short, so Guy told his band, "Hey, play that little ditty that we play that goes on for a couple of minutes that nobody knows." Well, it stuck. And this many years later, nearly 100, we're still on a new year.
Happy New Year!
Auld Lang Syne.